A key player in the story we just heard is Jack Abramoff. Until recently, he was a top Republican fundraiser with ties to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and the White House. Some of Abramoff's activities were the subject of a Senate hearing last fall. NPR's John Itzde joins us now to talk about those activities and what they may mean for Tom DeLay. Now, welcome, John.
Thank you, Robert.
And tell us a bit about Jack Abramoff.
Well, Jack Abramoff has been a big player in Washington Republican circles for a long time, back to the Reagan administration. He's part of an aggressive group of operatives, including Ralph Reed and Grover Norquist, who were schooled in the College Republicans organization. He was also a very big fundraiser for the Bush-Cheney campaign, raised in excess of $100,000 during this past campaign. And his lobbying partner, Michael Scanlon, is a former spokesperson for Tom DeLay. Abramoff and his clients have been big contributors to DeLay, and among the largest of Abramoff's clients are a group of about a half a dozen Indian tribes with very successful casino operations.
And this was the work, the representation of those tribes, that brought Abramoff before a congressional committee last fall.
That's right. He got the attention of the Indian Affairs Committee after several news stories talking about huge fees that he was getting for lobbying for these tribes. And we're talking about lots of money here. We're talking about in excess of $70 million over a period of several years. That's more than the biggest American corporations pay to be represented in Washington. And among other things, what the Indian Affairs Committee found was that Scanlon and Abramoff sold their services, touting their inside access to the powerful in Washington, including and especially Tom DeLay. It also found that Abramoff counseled the tribes to give generously to lawmakers, and the tribes' contributions to Republicans rose dramatically after he became their lobbyist. Abramoff also suggested contributing to some of these obscure organizations like the ones that are in the news now, the ones being involved in the DeLay ethics scandal. The Washington Post recently reported, for instance, that one of the tribes, the Mississippi Choctaws, was told by Abramoff to give $25,000 to the National Center for Public Policy Research. Turns out Abramoff was on the board of that group and was the one who suggested the trip to Tom DeLay that they paid for. And if it turns out that Abramoff is actually funneling money to pay for this trip, that's against House ethics rules.
Well, where does the relationship stand now, the relationship between Abramoff and the tribes that he used to represent?
Well, it's not very good. Some of the tribes are suing Abramoff. All of them have fired him. And in some of the emails released during the Senate hearing, Scanlon and Abramoff called their clients morons, troglodytes, and monkeys. Whether the tribes actually got their money's worth in the lobbying is also part of the concern. In some cases, Abramoff appeared to be quite effective because of his close ties with the powerful on Capitol Hill. Let me tell you a story that gives you a glimpse of how Abramoff and Scanlon operated. A couple of years ago, Abramoff secretly hired Ralph Reed, the former Christian Coalition chairman, to lobby against gambling in Texas. Abramoff was trying to protect one of his clients, the Cachadas in Louisiana, who have a gaming operation there, and they get a lot of business from Texas. Well, Reed was very successful, and he got Texas gaming shut down, including a casino in El Paso, Texas, run by the Tigua tribe.
And on the other side of the state.
On the other side of the state. Well, Abramoff and Scanlon, after this happened, flew to El Paso and told the Tiguas they had been wronged and that they would represent them in Congress for $4.2 million and get their casino reinstated. So it gives you a sort of a sense of the kind of operation that Scanlon and Abramoff had.
Is Abramoff still close to Tom DeLay, professionally associated with Tom DeLay?
Well, DeLay has certainly distanced himself from Abramoff since this Indian lobbying scandal broke, saying that nobody should be trading on his name. So the relationship between the two has certainly cooled.
But today, DeLay said that he'd be happy to talk about his trips with Abramoff with the House Ethics Committee.
That's right. It'll be interesting to hear what he says.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Rob.
NPR's John Itzde talking about former Tom DeLay associate Jack Abramoff.